I saw the gavel, boom, like court and order. Everybody was standing up. Everybody stands up, rise. Amen. This is where we're at right now. In the spirit, the courts are in session. Big time. Big time. We might not see all of it because there's so much things going on behind closed doors. There's just 1,200 children rescued that have been abducted. They just rescued them. Then there's more. There's like 600 here, 1,200 here. They blew up a whole tunnel. And they showed it. I saw a video of it. And people were on the cars and the vehicles that were on the street after they got the children out, they all went up. Because they're blowing up their tunnels. They can no longer take these children anymore. And they're finding these tunnels in places that are, you would think it would be incredible. They're all over. Even in the Vatican, they're all over. They're all over. In places you just never thought that they could be. The White House, the Vatican, all kinds of places. The Capitol, tunnels all over hospitals. Yeah, smuggling kids out after they've been born. I mean, this is what the satanic people do. And so many people are having a hard time accepting this. They're having a hard time, you know, but this is God's judgment now. Priests and the courts in order. Judgments is being released. One of the things he said to me, he says, we're in the ninth hour. The ninth hour. We're in the ninth hour. In other words, it's in the ninth hour. We're entering what we call darkness. You know, children are not rescued in the light. They're rescued in darkness to come into the light. Amen? So those carrying the light are going into darkness, aren't they? And we're going into darkness. And we are in the ninth hour, he said. And the courts are in session and things are happening mightily. I can't express it enough where we're at. And we're about to see even more and more and more things begin to unfold and unravel. You're going to see more and more. Man, they just exposed Fox News today like I've never seen it before. Fox News has got parts of their marketing, they will match money. They'll match it. And they're selling kids satanic symbols and cards. And they'll match money for it. They say to build the satanic temple. Now, two major news companies exposed them today. Fox News. That used to be, of course, the main owner is no longer, you know, who was a Christian at one time. It's been taken over by the satanic regime. And now they are promoting fundraising for the Satan's temple. I mean, it's just crazy. They're just right out doing it, you know. I mean, there's no hidden things anymore. You can go into Target and buy satanic clothing, transgender clothing. You remember what happened to Budweiser, right? They got their butt kicked. People are beginning to boycott these things. They're finding out what and where this money is going to. People need to be careful where they put their money to. There are a lot of so-called Christian organizations that are just, they're wolves in sheep's clothing, and people don't realize it. But this is where we're at. But God's not going to, look, at nobody's going to get away with it. They may think they have. But we're in the ninth hour, and things are happening, and the Lord says the courts are in session. So just remember that. And you're going to hear more and more things happen. In Luke chapter 23, verse 44. Now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the what? Ninth hour. Until the what? ninth hour. Again, there was darkness over all the earth. Think about that. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last breath. So when the centurion saw what had happened, he glorified God, saying, "Certainly, this was a righteous man." Actually, this was the Son of God. And the whole crowd who came together to the sight, seeing what had been done, beat their breasts and returned. But all his acquaintances and the women who followed him from Galilee stood at a distance watching these things. There was 3 hours of darkness over the whole earth. They beat their breasts in remorse because of what they had done. They realized that this was the Son of God. Amen? Again, I want you to keep in mind 3 hours of darkness. Because this is the ninth hour. Is it possible, because we are in the ninth hour now, the ninth hour is also associated with the second day. It's also associated with the second whirlwind. And in this time, we are going to come into a point where there will be darkness over the whole earth. Now, darkness over the whole earth could be a blackout of internet. It could be a blackout of certain things. It could be a blackout of power. But I really believe that when we enter this time, that God's military is invading many places. Amen? In Matthew 12, in verse 38. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." But Jesus answered and said to them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." The men of Nineveh rise up in judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and indeed a greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise up in judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and indeed a greater than Solomon is here. We are in a time of an evil generation that seeks a sign. But again, the sign will come, there'll be 3 days of darkness. This will be the sign that will be coming. You know, the world is going to freak out when 3 days of darkness comes. But God is preparing us. Now, we don't know if this 3 days is going to be 3 days or 30 days. Amen? We don't know exactly how long, but there is going to be a time soon, because we're in the ninth hour, that everything's going to be shut down. Airplanes, airports, everything will be shut down. Like the movie, anybody ever see The Day the Earth Stood Still? You should. It's powerful. Especially the old one. You know, how many of y'all know that history repeats itself? Amen. There are things that, I mean, things just recycle. Everything recycles. And as it recycles, it goes into a higher level. It goes deeper and then into a higher level. Things are completed. In other words, things recycle until certain things are completed. You know, Jesus came to fulfill the feast of the Lord. He fulfilled the first four feasts. Even though they're still recycling and repeated, the Jews don't know that they've been fulfilled already, because they've never accepted Jesus as Messiah. And then we still have three feasts left. Feast of Trumpets, Atonement, and Tabernacles. And again, the Feast of Trumpets, which is the next feast, and there's no coincidence that Trump will be back in the president. That will fulfill the fulfillment of the Feast of Trumpets, which is known as the removal of the bride of Christ from the earth. In Exodus chapter 10 and verse 21, this is known as the ninth plague. So this is also known as the ninth hour. And the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, darkness which may even be felt. You know, a lot of people are feeling darkness right now, man. So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. Remember, history repeats itself. They did not see one another, nor did anyone raise from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Again, 3 days of darkness just before the 10th plague. The 10th plague was the death of the firstborn. We'll also see the spirit of death being released. Again, 3 days of darkness, the ninth plague, the ninth hour, just before the firstborn of the 10th plague, the final plague. It's the ninth hour of darkness. And then what proceeds after that is known as the Red Sea moment, which we will be entering also. Remember, history repeats itself. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form. Now, I want you to understand again. Between verses 1 and 2 is many years. In the beginning, God created heavens and earth. God does not create something that is void. Never. So we know that there's a change. Something happened here. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Why? Because darkness was on it. Amen? And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. When he says let there be, it means restore. It doesn't mean create. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called light day, and the darkness he called what? Night. Now, does darkness represent righteousness or wickedness? Wickedness. So you must know that night represents wickedness too. And when do we do our evil works? Not first thing in the morning. Hello? Evil works are done when? At night. Hallelujah. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Again, light is associated with dark, means purpose. Darkness, the Bible says that the earth was void without form. It had no purpose. God had to what? Restore it. Amen? He had to what? Restore it. I'm going to share a couple things that represent between Genesis chapter 1, verse between 1 and 2. You got to remember that Lucifer was the praise and worship leader of the universe. The earth was known as the mountain of God. During that period of time, before Lucifer Lucifer was removed, the earth was run by what we call pre-Adamic, amen, angels, so forth, that were on the earth. The earth was the praise and worship. It was the center of the universe. It was known as the mountain of God. It was the praise and worship center. That praise went out through the universe. When Lucifer fell, God shut down the earth. And that earth was shut down for a period of time. We don't know. And it references Genesis, Revelation chapter 12. God removed Lucifer, didn't he? You can read in the book of Ezekiel and Isaiah about Lucifer was the praise and worship leader. He was created with cymbals and pipes, and he exalted himself above God. And God said, you're out of position. You no longer have a seat and position anymore. So God, I really believe God that moved him from a seat and position of authority and then removed him from heaven, from his throne, from his presence. Does everybody understand? So then we have this time of the earth, which is most likely frozen. And then God began to restore the earth. Why? Because it says the face of the deep was what? Dark. That means where was darkness? And the face of the deep. And then God began to restore it and began to let the sun be restored and so forth. In John chapter 1, in verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and is God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was what? Life. And the life was the light. Hello, everyone say, the life was the light. So where there's darkness, there's death. So now we know that light is associated with righteousness. Darkness is associated with unrighteousness. One is associated with life, one's associated with death. That's the difference between light and darkness and day and night. Amen? Okay, in verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Or life of man, and the light shines in darkness. So light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. So darkness cannot comprehend it. Why? Because they're blinded. They don't get it. Amen? Light shines in darkness. Light walks among darkness, and they can't comprehend it. Think about this. Darkness can only comprehend when it begins to partake of light. Does everybody understand that? It cannot comprehend. In other words, light can walk among darkness, but until darkness begins to partake of the light, it cannot comprehend. Now, light is invading all darkness, and even while they're invading darkness, they still don't comprehend. Why? Because if they don't partake of the light, they will never comprehend. Does everybody get that? Now, when you and I were out in darkness, light came to us multiple times. And we didn't comprehend. It wasn't until we ate enough dirt and finally got humbled and began to repent, amen, that we partook of. Because repent, calling out on God, is partaking of light. As you partook and you touched that light, light began to penetrate more. We didn't realize it then. We still struggled because we didn't have enough light in us. And that's what the enemy does. Once he sees somebody coming to the light, he knows that he'll do everything he can to prevent that person from partaking more of light, because as that person partakes more of the light, they begin to comprehend. Amen? Does everybody get this? This is so important because it's happening all over the world. But light is being released constantly through all of our news media, not the corrupt news media, they're still practicing darkness, and they still don't get it because they're not willing to partake of the light. That's why it's so important. The more you partake of the light, the more you're able to comprehend. Amen? It's when the enemy begins to prevent you from partaking of the light that you don't comprehend so much. You can lose that comprehension. How many people have lost sight? They've fallen from light into darkness and fallen away again and backslidden. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 1. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord comes as a what? Thief in the night. Who? Light comes into darkness. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night nor of darkness. Do you see how that's connected? Day and darkness of the areas of day for light, darkness for night. Amen? Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night. And those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. So let me share something with you. Believers that are going out and getting drunk are participating of darkness. They're not fully full of light. Alcohol is an accursed item. It's no different than dope. It's just liquid. Amen? So many times people compromise that. Oh, man, I only have a few drinks, man. Then you don't want to be close. Why do you drink? They want to get high. I mean, they want to feel better. That's why they drink, isn't it? So what they're doing is replacing that liquor for God's presence. They're compromising it. Don't let nobody kid you. When I run into people that are called Christians and are drinking and they're smoking, they're exchanging those things for God's presence. And they don't know it. Well, I only drink occasionally. It doesn't matter. We're to be like Nazarites. Amen? I tried, but I couldn't do it. So. Can't touch no unclean thing. Alcohol. Don't drink. Don't compromise. It's amazing how many are vaping. Oh, I don't smoke. I just vape. Well, you're an idiot. What kind of witness are you as a believer? You're looking for a false pleasure instead of God's presence. You're exchanging that vaping for the presence of God. You're a vape head. Verse 9, for God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. Yoo-hoo. We are not of the night or of darkness, we are of the day. We should know these things. Amen? Colossians 1 and verse 9, please. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God and the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He may have the preeminence. Oh, yes. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the glorious light. So as the ninth, remember, the ninth hour is basically judgment against darkness. Psalm 82, verse 1. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. That's our job. That's part of our calling. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. I said, you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. Hallelujah. They walk in darkness. You know, they have nowhere to go except darkness. And they stay in darkness. Why? Remember, they can't comprehend. They can't comprehend. There's a level of being filled with light and God's presence. And so many times individuals run back to darkness because they have nowhere to go. Instead of running to light, they can't comprehend that. Isaiah 60 and verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the deep darkness the people. But the Lord will rise over you, and His glory will be seen upon you. Oh, yeah, this is the ninth hour stuff. The Gentiles also shall come to your light, and the kings of to the brightness of your rising. Ooh, darkness is going to cover the earth. Like I said, it's very possible. It could be 3 days or longer. We don't know when, but we are in the ninth hour. We want to be prepared so the body doesn't freak out when things are nothing. If we lose power, whatever it is, whether it's darkness, no, whatever. When everything just shuts down for so many days. Know that God is moving. Things are changing. Amen. But we're the light. Psalm 139 and verse 10. Even where your hand shall lead me, and your light and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but night shines as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to you. So you and I, because we are light, darkness can't blind us only if we allow it. Only when you agree with it. I call that night vision. We should be able to see. To the Lord, light and darkness is the same. He sees through it all. Nothing is hidden from Him. But we have the Spirit of the living God, where we can see and understand and comprehend the plans of darkness all the time. He tells us things to come. That's why we're being warned tonight. Amen? Proverbs 4, verse 18. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them what? Stumble. My son, give attention to my words and incline your ear to my sayings, and do not let them depart from your eyes. That means focus, vision, meditate. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil, or from traps. Colossians 4:2. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Meanwhile, praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each other. Now, when something is seasoned with salt, what does salt do? First of all, it preserves, doesn't it? Did you ever put salt on a wound? Stings, don't it? It also makes you thirsty. God's word is to do all those things. It's to bring a person thirsty for more. It's to sting and convict. Amen? Does everybody get it? And it preserves. What does it do? It preserves your life. God's word. Romans chapter 13. In verse 11, and do this knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. The night is far spent, and the day, the light is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Let's go to the book of Daniel, chapter 2, 20. And Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might, and now have made known to me what we ask of you, for you have made known to us the king's demand. What does he do? He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. And I'm going to close at Psalm 91, verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. Surely He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the prevalence of pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you can take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, or the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. The reward of the wicked is called judgment. 9th hour. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, you shall trample underfoot. That's authority and dominion. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. He's going to deliver us. I will set him on high because he knows my name. These are God's promises to us. He's saying, you will call upon me, and I'm going to answer you. I will be with you in trouble, and I will deliver you and honor you. With long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. These are His promises. But you first got to dwell in the secret place. Amen? We are light. We are of the day, not of the night. And we are in the 9th hour. And nobody's going to escape the light. Amen? It's time. The court is in session. The judgments are being released. And more you will see and hear about things happening. Praise God. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for the warning and preparation. As the days of darkness come forth, that we as light will be hidden with you in the secret place. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.